Morning, John. How are you going?
Yeah, good morning, everybody.
Let's start off with Africa, which is a place we talk about from time to time, and this is with an African safari company, and they've got a few different deals on at the moment.
Yeah, look, they've got a lot of great deals. They do everything from cheap to expensive, but they'll find something for you depending on what you want. But the three they've given me this week to talk about are they've got a ladies-only exclusive tour of South Africa. They've got a one-only group departure left for this year. It's 22 July because the one earlier is sold out, so... It's 16 days, including flights, sex Australia from $4,950 per person, twin share. And if you've got nobody to travel with, it's only another $9.95 for a single supplement. So you'll get to see and do everything you want to do in South Africa, lots of wildlife. Next one's their Game Parks of Africa tour. So it's a 20-day trip, including flights, and does Kenya, Tanzania, and Victoria Falls. And it's 26 September, so it's towards the end of the migration, but a migration period, which is an iconic trip. It's 20 days. It's got a big ticket price. It's $15,950, but it's money well spent. I've taken people on trips similar sort of length and costing, and they said it's worth every cent. So you'll see everything. To go to those places, it's the Serengeti, the Ngorongoro Crater, Amboseli, Masai Mara, Lake Victoria, Lake Nakuru.
And the final one is a rail trip.
Yeah, a lot of rail buffs out there who love rail trips. And this one's unique that it does the Blue Train as well as Rovers Rail. So if you're a train buff, you'll know those two names. And it's one of the few trips that incorporates both in the one trip. This one's 10 July this year. It's a 13-day trip, including flights from $11,450, which sounds a bit for 13 days. But both those train trips are very expensive because they're very high class. So another wonderful trip. And there's a sale on that one as well as the other two that I forgot to mention before. They're both a couple of $100 off for bookings up to 30 April. So come and see us again. We'll get you a great train trip. A migration trip or a ladies-only trip.
And they do Ethiopia as well, this company?
Yeah, Africa Safari Company do Ethiopia. It's got 83 ethnic groups and 200 dialects. A lot of people don't expect it to have the history that it does with churches and historical features. So a great little spot, Ethiopia. Haven't been there. Would like to get there one day.
On to a destination that's probably one of the most popular ones for Aussies. It's Bali.
Bali, yes. Yes. It's as popular as anything these days. So we've got a few deals that are booked by 10 April. So you need to get in and see us pretty soon. They're for travel up to 30 June, so if you've had enough of work or you can feel the cold weather turning over, put your hand down. There's some good deals on. So Breezes Bali, which is a good family resort. It's 7 nights from $5.39 per person. Get a complimentary upgrade. Bali Dynasty is another family resort, 7 nights and bonuses. Food, drinks and spa, kids resort inclusions. Sheraton Bali Kuta Resort, 5-star resort, 5 nights from $5.89 per person. And a couple of others towards Nikko in Benoa, Bali. That's jam-packed with 13 bonuses, 6 nights from $4.89 per person. So, you know, 4 and 5-star hotels at really great prices. You can't stay in Australia for that price.
We've been talking, John, the last few weeks about some changes happening at the business. What can you update us with this week?
Yeah, look, it's pretty much the same as we've talked about previously. We're changing our name to iTalk Travel and Cruise, which is a franchise. And we're updating everything, including our website, our software packages. So we're going to be able to offer the clients a better experience, not only in the product that we can sell. The shop's being refurbed, painted, carpeted all by local guys, new signage. Yeah, it's all going to be smack bang and beautiful right in the middle of the city. And the girls are really excited about the change, and it's going to be fantastic.
And who's working this morning, John?
Michelle and Hannah this week.
That'd be the A-plus team, wouldn't it? Is that correct?
They are wonderful. Michelle's very, very good, and Hannah's our trainee who's nearly finished her full year of traineeship. So
kicking goals.
Yeah, employing local people, and let's keep it going.
This might be one of the last times I'll say this. Bendigo Travel and Cruise up this morning from 10, caught on Mitchell on Hargrove Street. Thanks, John. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
Cheers, everybody.